today on The Word of Truth Revealed.
Sometimes God don't tell you what you want to hear now. That's why you got to know His Word to know His voice. Satan will tell you exactly what you want to hear and tell you to tell your neighbor, get lost or bye, child bye. That's what women tell the other women, child bye. God ain't telling you to tell your sister, child bye. That's straight up the devil. Well, you're talking to yourself. But usually, people want to be complimented. They want to be affirmed. They don't want instruction. But in the house of God, we receive instruction.
Celebrating 32 years of ministry, you're listening to The Word of Truth Revealed with Bishop Merton L. Clark, author, speaker, and lead pastor of Truth Revealed International Ministries, a spirit-filled fellowship of believers located in Palm Bay, Florida.
Join Bishop Clark for the message, The Sound of Abundance. Today, Bishop will be teaching from 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verses 6 through 8.
We already have enough chains on us as men. That little boy, he was 13. He was just trying to do what he needed to do. Now he's a grown man, and his older brother brought him to church today. I asked for him, where's Bryce? And he brought him to me. I said, come here. And he sat with me. I said, you feel me? And he rubbing his hands together. He's a grown man now. He said, I feel you. I said, those chains that were on you 10 years ago, have you put them back? God used that situation to show you what you shouldn't be carrying. Are you carrying? Did you pick them up? You got a marijuana chain? You got two chains on you? Oh, my God. You done hooked up with two chains when you've been dragging chains? Who told you, man? He listened. He said, I feel you. No, sir, I'm not going to let them put chains on me. Glory to God. That's why people need to be in this house so they can get a word and get delivered. I don't care if they were incarcerated. I don't care what they went through. There's deliverance for you. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Write it down. Clarity in this season is essential. God is causing the swarm of flies, the swarm of confusion and chaos that's going away. That's why you got to get to Goshen. Don't give your ear to everybody. So clarity is in this season is essential. Don't give your ear, your inner ear, to everyone. Write it down. Prioritize who has access in your inner ear or to your inner ear. Who can speak to you and make you move? Who can call you and make you put on your clothes and go there? Who is it? You're giving too much. And if you give that much, you'll never have money. The man who spills seed everywhere will never be rich. It's when you can contain it and go to work and save your money. As you deal with your seed, so will you deal with your seeds. You got to learn how to control that. If you're ever going to start a business, forgive everybody. Because if you don't have forgiveness in you, it will choke your resources. So I'm not telling you forgive because it's easy. I see future. You will spend extra money to make up for the gaps. Once you release them, you don't have to spend. You can just let it be. Glory to God. I ain't gonna let nobody mess up my bag. I said nobody mess up my bag. I got a bag coming. Let me tell you how I know, because I sowed seed. I will never go hungry. I will never have to want because I got seed in the ground. In this season, you're going to see the church rise up. With all this stuff going on in our government and around the world, you're going to see the church rise up in the midst. You're going to see the church rise up in the midst. We're still going to be expanding and doing stuff when everybody's losing. You know why? Because we got seed in the ground. We got seed in the ground. That lady right there sow seed. That lady right there sow seed. I sow seed. If I said I feel like sowing this amount of money here, she don't say, what you talking about? You got to get me some earrings. She say, sow it. And when she feels like we need to sow, I never told her the word no. Never. Because I don't believe she's that kind of person that just like to give money away. She's led of the Lord. Glory to God. And there's always going to be a harvest with me. God told me to take care of Miss Wanda Richardson. I did it. And as soon as we started doing it, people started sending our home steaks. Oklahoma steaks. I said, where are these steaks coming from? We were able to give it away. Right now, so a lady prepares food for us every week and brings it to our house. And I know it's tied to me being obedient to take care of Wanda Richardson, and she's dead. But he spoke to me, he said, when you eat, she's going to eat. I said, yay, Lord. So I helped to revive for her. She had no father, no mother. They died. Her son wasn't around. He told me to take it. So I took it. And people started putting stakes on our doors. They knew nothing about the covenant with God. They just bring in stakes, a whole stack of them. And I'm able to give them to people. My wife takes stuff and give it away because we can't eat Jamaican fish and they be making oxtails and jerk chicken, all of that. I can't eat all of that. But the wife will bag it up and give some of it away. She's always been that way. You can't tell me God's always going to provide for us if he's got to send a raven. If he got to let a brook come down through my backyard, I'll be able to drink. I'm telling you what's going to happen because his word don't lie. And this ministry will never lack resources. You can be a part of it and you can help it, but it will never. It will always flow. Either God is speaking to you, communication, Satan is speaking to you, or you're talking to yourself. Which one is it? It's not hard. I give you three choices. A, B, C. God, Satan, or you. Who's talking to you? Sometimes God don't tell you what you want to hear now. That's why you got to know his word to know his voice. Satan will tell you exactly what you want to hear and tell you to tell your neighbor, get lost or buy, child buy. That's what women tell the other women. Child, bye. God ain't telling you to tell your sister, child, bye. That's straight up the devil. Or you're talking to yourself. And usually people want to be complimented. They want to be affirmed. They don't want instruction. But in the house of God, we receive instruction. Clarity is communication. It refers to your ability to convey a message. To convey a message. Why is that important? Well, in the dimensions of sound, you have several things like rhythm that would touch. Rhythm and timing. Rhythm and the word pulse. Even your heartbeat has a rhythm. Ba-boom, ba-boom. And if it loses it, we got a problem. God put rhythm in you. That's why they can take the apparatus, put it on your chest and hear it. Let me hear you. Let me hear your heartbeat. Do-do, do-do, do-do. People usually fall in love when they feel like somebody has synchronized with a heartbeat. That's why you got to keep your body count low, because you'll be falling in love with the wrong people. You'll say that's love, but it's not love. It's eros. It's lusty. Oh, my God. It had nothing to do with love. You've given for 5-8 years your life over to somebody who don't love you like that because of a soul tie. There's going to be one that's stronger and one that's weaker. And the stronger one can pull you. I seen women got a nice man, don't care nothing, but mess up and hook up with a thug. But he just touched them in the sexual moment, and he's able to control how they move. They will even pay him when they sit up there and talk loud about what they can't stand. I'm a pastor, I know what I'm talking about. You know why? Because in that moment, your heart started beating. You synchronize with the same, and it's not easy to cut when you connect. Glory to God. That's why you need to tune in into a ministry like that that's going to help you to slice off some stuff that's been connected with you, pumping life out of you and resources versus bringing life to you. You gave more money to your lover than you did to God. Oh, my God. And they don't like you. Don't even like you. Take your gift and give it to somebody else like they bought it. Man, I'm preaching. I've been around a while. That's why I'm telling you what I know. Okay. Thank you, Lord. Okay. Rhythm is important. Pulse. Even in music, the drummer is the pulse. Like a beat. Ba-boom. Ba-boom. Creating sound. The second dimension is pitch. It refers to highs and lows. So the lead singer, she may go high, she go low. I'm not even dealing with soft and hard. It's just high and low. It's pitch. And you need different variations. If you go to a church and the preacher starts off preaching at 100, ain't he all right? Ain't God all right? And he never settles down, you know. After a while, you tune him out. But he has to change pitch. Hi, everyone. How is it going? You'll listen to that person more. And if you change the variations when you're communicating with each other and start being monotone, how you doing? Good morning. Everything's all right with you? You good? Yeah, I'm good. No, you got to say hi, just like you're talking to a baby. Good morning. How you doing? Say that to a lady, she'll be like, whoa. Like if I do that to my wife, hey, mama, how you doing? She listens. She don't come to me, what's going on this morning? She say, hey, honey. Hey, that sound like a mom. Hey, honey. Hey. Hey, honey. Every morning she bring me coffee. Every morning. She say, hey, honey, you want your coffee? Every morning. But that high pitch and lows, that's what you got to have rhythm and then pitch. Shift it up. Shift it up. Watch what happens. Just color your language. Here's the next one. Volume. Like pitch, highs and lows, this is soft or loud. Soft or loud. It's called volume. In a car, most young people like to turn it up. They like it loud. But the older you get, that's offensive. Why you got it up so loud? My God. My God. Turn it down. If I walked into a doctor's office and I said, hey, everyone, how's it going? What would you say to them? What would you say about me? Something is off with the man. What about a lawyer's office? What's going on, everybody? What's happening? What if in a patient's room, I'm the doctor. What's up? Everybody rise. I'm here. Dr. Doolittle. They say something wrong, and I don't want that doctor to get somebody else. You got to tone it down. That man right there is a nurse. That man know what time. You got to tone it down. You got to tone it down. Have bedside manners. So if I was Dr. Clark, I would come in your room. How's it going? How are you feeling today? Let me tell you something. You're dehydrated. You don't drink enough water. I can give you this water pill, or you can start taking in about 64 ounces a day. I'm going to still give you the pill because that's what I'm trained to do, but I need you to drink more water. Can you do that with me? That's what I would be doing. I'm not going to go in loud, but I'm going to talk to you soft but strong. That's volume. You check it out. You got to give this man the latitude to create the sound. Sometimes he'll speak soft. Sometimes he'll go loud. But it's all for the good. Oh, man, this is the next dimension is articulation. That means you don't slur your words. If it's Miami, you don't say Miami. You say Miami. Miami. Y'all know what I'm talking about. No, I don't know what you're talking about. I want you to fix it. I want you to fix it. You don't even have to be broad. If you learn 20 vocabulary words in any subject, you'll be able to speak to most people in the world. So about money, if you know annuities, savings, investments, and I can name off 20, just knew what they meant, you would be able to speak to anybody in business. If you knew 20 words in business, you'll be able to speak to. If you knew 20 words about God, I love the Lord. What does that mean? The lady was just worshiping. Lord, we worship El Shaddai, Jehovah Tsidkenu. She was worshiping, calling out his name, Jehovah Makedesh. Did she say it one deep one? Because she studied it. So she can go deeper with God than most. But if you learned it, you'd be like, that's right. That's my God right there. If she said Jehovah Makedesh, you would know what it means. He's my sanctifier. Oh, I feel clean. Jehovah Jireh, he provided for me. He brought me grocery. Then the worship will go deeper. Articulate it, though. If you say, don't say, I love you. I love you. You know I love you. You want to say, I love you. Use your tongue. I love you. I love you. What has all this got to do with a horn? Well, I believe I heard the sound is distinct as I close. God is speaking to this region, and he's sounding an alarm. Number one, he's awakening this region. There are people who have one foot in the grave, and God is going to save you. Actually, you're asleep. All they got to do is just put you in. You probably wouldn't wake up until the casket is closed. And then you'll wake up alive. That's how close you are to the grave. And this sound is going to awake you to say to whoever's been carrying you, you're not going to put me in an early grave. I'm not meant for a grave. I'm meant to live and not die and declare the works of the Lord. So awaken. This region must awake. There are young men who need to be saved, young ladies that don't know who they are. They ate the barbecue yesterday, but they need to be in the house, eating from the food that's being prepared spiritually. And I decree they will be saved. We got enough Holy Ghost power up in here, people that love the city, that's going to awaken this city. How many of you feel the mandate on you to get the soul saved? God allow you to live because he want to save souls. When Terry's son was murdered, that lady right there, when her son was murdered, we did the funeral at First Baptist. Everybody came. And I saw pain. That lady made a vow. I'm going to get people off the street, and I'm going to witness to them, and so they don't have to go through what I went through. Was his name Terrence? Y'all don't remember Terrence. Some people act like they don't even remember yesterday. Terrence lost his life, and his mama buried him at First Baptist. I was the one conducting the funeral. I looked at the pain in her face. When I talk about unsaved and she lift her hand, she ain't trying to wave in it, get everybody to look at her. She's tying into evangelism. She wants to see people saved and her family saved. She's already praying about it. I see on the relentless line, pray, clear. I want my family, whole family, I'm claiming them for Jesus. And I stand with you 100%. Glory, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Your family will be saved. Glory to God. Second thing is going to happen after you awaken, God says there's a clarion call to arise. You're going to wake up and you're going to rise up. Glory to God. I decree you're going to rise up financially. You're going to rise up economically. You're going to rise up socially. You're going to rise up in your worship. One of the reasons why we don't have a choir here is because everybody should be standing, if you can, and worshiping with the worship team. Because we are all called to worship. So this ain't an entertainment church. Yeah. Ain't nobody going to make you be swaying, talking about, that's right, sing my song. And you can't send no message up to the worship leader talking about, sing my song today because I'm feeling it. No, we worship God. Ray Charles isn't here. We're not singing your song. We're singing songs unto the Lord, not unto people, unto the Lord. Arise, rise up out of the ash. He's going to exchange your beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning. The next thing is we're going to assemble. There's a clarion call for us to come together. Do not get complacent or territorial. You come to church late in the near future, there ain't going to be no seats. So what you want to do is get there early. Assemble. Assemble right, though, with the right attitude. Nobody should be walking in known unholiness. So if there's sin in your life, ask God to forgive you and cleanse it and keep moving. It will taint your service. When we assemble, we need to be clean. I didn't say perfect. But just like you washed off this morning or took a shower, you need to do that. Ask God to wash you when you come to serve. Wash your hands, physically and spiritually. I'm almost done. Number four, we need to align. After we assemble, we need to line up. If you notice, all chairs are aligned. That's how we need to be in the spirit, lined up, connected. Align. Align with purpose. Never be out of sync with order. Never come from underneath authority. If a parking lot attendant says, please, could you move your car? Don't get mad. Just move it. Just like you do in the movie theaters. I need you to move up. You need to do that. You don't go mad. When you get to Disney World, they tell you where to park. You come here. You don't say, I'm going to park where I want to park. No, they tell you to park right there. And we do it. You go to the Kennedy Space Center to see a rocket, they're going to direct you. Why do we come to church and lose our mind? When somebody gives you some direction, just go with it. It's not going to kill you. Align yourself. A lot of times God is testing our growth, our stature, not our physical, but internal tallness. Lastly, activation is coming. So we got to awaken, arise, assemble. The clarion call is to align and then activation. Some of you that hadn't had opportunities to share and you got the gift, you're going to have opportunities to share. You will be activated this year. There must be a season of scrutiny. You don't know what's in you until somebody tells you no. Not when they tell you yes. It's when someone says no. How do you handle that as an adult? I get no all the time. I say, I need y'all to tithe. No. I need y'all to show up at the church on time. No. We'll get there when we get there. I get no's all the time, and I still have to smile. I had a lady to go on a cruise and then come back and ask me to pay a light bill. That's one lady. What if I told you it happened 750 times? This is our people now. I'm going to go on a cruise, spend several thousand, but I can't pay my rent. And then they say, Bishop, you supposed to, because you got a ring. Well, I saved to get my ring. She never had to go hungry for my self-aggrandizement. She'll tell you, I think about house first. That's how I move. That's why she go to sleep when I come home. She go to sleep. She rests. When I come from out of town, usually, you know, I'll pop up at 1 in the morning or something like that, right? And Megan is laying on my side, and Pastor, they all in my bed. They rest. She took Megan's little baby this morning, and he was fretful. We could hear him crying all through the night. And she went and got him and put him in my bed. He went to sleep. And we were talking, and he still went to sleep. You know why? Because he's comforted. He got a strong voice of a man and the soft touch of a mother, a grandmother. and he just fell asleep. I speak to it. I'm not running for these babies. You all right, son? She'll tell you. He calmed right down when he heard male's voice. Calm right down. Yeah. He's a beautiful baby. This is what it takes. And this is the set man. Every head bowed for a moment. I want you to think about your biggest struggle and what you're facing right now. And I want to ask you one question while every head is bowed. Please close your eyes for a moment. Every head bowed, every eye closed. I want you to think about your biggest struggle, and I want you to ask yourself this question. Can God help me or fix it? I say to you, yes, he can. Let me add to that, he will. In the name of Jesus, you will rise up from it. You will awaken, arise, assemble, align, and you will be activated. From the sound of my voice, in the name of Jesus. And let it be so, Jesus. In Jesus' name. Amen. Glory, hallelujah.
Thanks for joining us for the Word of Truth Revealed. If you were blessed by today's message, we would love to hear from you. You can email us at thewordoftruth@truthrevealed.org. For a replay of today's message, The Sound of Abundance, visit the media section on the Truth Revealed app or our website at www.truthrevealed.org.
We invite you to join us for a joyous celebration of 30 years of steadfast faith and serving with unwavering devotion. Don't miss this opportunity to celebrate with us on Friday and Saturday, March 28th and 29th at 7 p.m. and Sunday, March 30th at 8 and 11 a.m. to experience inspiring services featuring heartfelt reflections on our global impact and the lives transformed over the past 3 decades. Help us honor this milestone and become a part of our legacy. March is Women's History Month, and this year's theme is Moving Forward Together, Women Educating and Inspiring Generations. Get involved to inspire future generations to pursue education and leadership roles and help raise awareness about the importance of women's contribution to society. Awaken Women, join Pastor Sabrina for Women's Sunday School at 10 a.m. in the sanctuary.
Married and engaged couples, join us for the Marriage Enrichment Hearts Intertwined session on Saturday, March 15th at 7 p.m. in the sanctuary. Childcare is provided. It is time to become relentless as we tag up to God in prayer. Relentless will meet in the sanctuary on Friday, March 21st at 7 p.m.
Again, thank you for joining us and have a blessed day.
The WWBC 1510 AM radio, the Christian voice of Brevard, has an official Facebook page. Check it out, like our posts, and leave a comment and follow us as well on WWBC 1510 AM radio.